Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. I probably should expand on that dental insurance company mantra because we actually have acquired a company called Previsor, which is a software company that develops software for our dentists who use it so that when you go to the dentist and you get your cleaning, the hygienist asks you a series of questions, and depending on your score, you may be entitled to additional cleaning if you're a Delta Dental subscriber. So we could call ourselves a technology company that focuses on oral health. We also have a vision company as well, so I'll think about changing that mantra. Today, if you listen to this on Saturday, it's June 17th, Father's Day weekend, or Sunday, June 18th, which is also the day of the Ribfest race on Sunday. June 17th is the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, and it's appropriate. Last week, we had Howie Weems, who is the general manager of the Auto Road, and he was joined me last week to talk about the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. But with me this weekend is my partner in radio crime, so to speak, and that is Joe Casper. Joe has worked with me many, many years at Northeast Delta Dental. He's responsible for the beautiful facilities at the 1 and 2 Delta campus, as well as our satellite offices in Saco, Maine, and in Vermont. He's also responsible for many special events, including the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, as well as the Capital Year Race Series, which we'll touch on momentarily. But he's also involved with the Concord Area Chamber. He's involved with the Lions Club. He also is really the chief cheerleader for the Toastmasters, and specifically the Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters. So today's show is about Toastmasters. But in the spirit of Toastmasters, Joe, and we'll get into that momentarily, I'm going to put you on the spot. So tell us what's going on with the Capital Area Race Series. And Joe will explain this, but one of the things sometimes in the Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters or any Toastmasters, they ask for an impromptu speech. So I'm testing you. This is art imitating life, Joe. Tell us what's going on with the Capital Area Race Series.
Well, Tom, it certainly is great to be here with you again. And, you know, the Capital Area Race Series is well underway. We're getting ready for race number 6, which is going to be the Capital City Classic 10K. It's going to be happening next weekend at the end of June. I can't believe it's already the end of June. We'll be officially into summer at that point. But the Capital City Classic 10K takes place during market days, which is the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in downtown Concord. This race gets underway bright and early in the morning on Saturday the 24th, right in front of the State House, and it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. The reason they got to start so early is so they get out of the way before all the vendors come out for market days on that Saturday.
So let's pause there, because those of you who have done the series, historically, mm-hmm. last year was on a Sunday and it was an hour later. So let's emphasize Saturday.
Saturday
and
at 8
a.m. start.
That's
good.
Right. Bright and early, so we'll get you out of bed. It's going to be warm and sunny. I've already talked to the weather gods, and hopefully they're going to cooperate with my request. And it'll be a fun, 10K is one of those stretch races. A lot of folks like to do a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. The 10K certainly is 6.2 miles. You're running all on pavement around the roads here in Concord, so you're up and down hills and everything else, because Concord is a hilly capital city. And that gets underway at 8 o'clock. And then that's on the 24th. 3 weeks later, in the middle of July, is the Bill Luty 5-miler. And this year it's a special 5-miler because it's the 50th anniversary. Hopefully Bill Luty will be with us, which is absolutely amazing. 50 years in the making. Here again, the proceeds benefit the Concord High School and Athletic Department for their track and everything like that. But they're going to have a special medal for those who participate. I talked with...
Sponsored by Northeast Delta
Dental. And is sponsored by Northeast Delta Dental. I talked to Bill Teschek, who heads up that race.
Bill's his brother.
Bill's right. His brother, and I'm used to dealing with Bill all the time when doing race announcing. But they anticipate about 600 folks, so it should be a busy day. That race gets underway at 9 o'clock at Memorial Field right on South Fruit Street in Concord. And then 2 weeks later, we finish up the Capital Area Race Series with the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic 5K event. It's during Canterbury Old Home Days. And that gets underway again at 9 o'clock in the morning. And what's neat about that is a couple of things. Number one is that's the last race of the Capillary Race Series. So at the end of that race, we're going to be handing out the prize winnings for those who have been at the top of their game for at least five races. And then there's going to be a party afterwards sometime in early August over at Runner's Alley for distribution of the participant prize. So if you participated in six of the eight races, you're eligible for a participant prize. And you can pick that up at Runner's Alley. It's going to be a great shirt that I think you can wear well into the fall. It's just that right weight for you.
Joe, I'm so glad you've gotten into racing. You got this down pat. So for my running friends, there's eight races. Six out of eight, you get the participant prize.
That's right.
But in terms of scoring, if you let's say you only managed to do five because of family and other scheduling things, five races count in scoring. So you could actually miss the sixth, not get the participant prize, but still be in the money, so to speak, for your age group or whatever. So it's a great series, and yeah. I want to give a big shout out to Joe, and we partner, of course, with Bob and Bill Teschik, as you mentioned. We also have Millennium helping us out with the setup, the arch, and so forth, and Bob Teschik's group does the timing. So the old expression, Joe, that it takes a village, and of course you do the all of the announcing for all of the races. So it's I'm very pleased that you're into this. And speaking of racing, as people are listening to this, if you're listening to this on Saturday, June 17th and 18th, well, first of all, happy Father's Day, Joe. I know you're a dad.
Yep.
But Saturday, June 17th is the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race.
And you only have to run up one hill.
One hill, 7.6 miles, mile or so.
6,200 feet.
Mile or so, longer than a 10K, no problem. But here's the deal. There's only been literally a handful of human beings who have ever run the race under 1 hour. So if you think of it, that would be in a flat course, 1 hour for a 7.6 miles would be rather pedestrian, but you're literally running straight uphill. And so if you have ever driven up the auto road, that is what you're running up. And there is, and Howie Weems confirmed this in last week's show, he confirmed that there is no downhill. Although you start at the top of the ramp of the auto road, which is, so there's a slight downhill. But once you start going up, which is in just a couple hundred yards, there's no down.
There's no down.
Some runners say there's a stretch about a midway point where there's a slight that there isn't, and he's proven that by doing a golf ball. He filmed the golf ball, going down. So there's no give, and that's the psychologically hard part about the run, is that. And this happens to me every year that I do it, Joe. Like, I get to the halfway point and I say, geez, this isn't so bad, because it doesn't, right at the halfway point, there's water and it doesn't go down, but there's like the grade is a little less. So you think, this isn't so bad. And then you look ahead and then there's that hairpin turn where you literally see, runners over your head. So it becomes almost a psychological race, because except for the phenomenal elite athletes, I mean, most everybody at some point has to revert to walking, and that can take the toll on the mind. Now, this year we have Joe Gray with us, and Joe just recently won the national championship mountain race at Cranmore, and he has come under an hour the last couple years, and he's gunning for the record, which is about 56 minutes. We have at the base, the Delta Dental tooth.
We have the tooth. We have a tent that's set up right outside the big main tent where all the food and the prizes and awards go on. But you can pick up a complimentary toothbrush and floss and some literature about how to have healthy gums and a healthy mouth, along
Super.
With teeth that go in there too.
So I promised the listening audience this would be about Toastmasters, and I do want to get to Sunday's race, which is the Ribfest race, which we're also involved with, and I know you're announcing as well.
Mm-hmm.
But let's spend a couple minutes and just in 1 minute or so describe generically what Toastmasters is, and then after the break we'll get into more detail.
Sure. Toastmasters is a unique organization. It's like any other organization, whether it's the Legion, whether it's one of the service clubs like the Lions or Kiwanis or Rotary. But it's different in the fact that all these other clubs exist because they want to help the community, help the individuals, help a certain cause. The cause within Toastmasters is to help its members improve their leadership and communication skills. So the organization exists purely for the members, and that's what's really unique about Toastmasters. It's been around since 1923, and it was founded actually by an insurance agent, Ralph Smedley, out in California.
And I knew that, and here's why I knew that. And I've been to some Toastmasters meeting, and of course you've taught me a lot. But when I started my career as a 20-year-old man in Boston at John Hancock, they were huge into sending young executives to Toastmasters, and they always made that point that it was started by Schmedley, an insurance person.
Yeah, you know, and it was just for that point, and the fact that you had to go out and not only sell insurance but close the sale. And he found more and more of his insurance salesmen didn't know how to get the job done. And so he started this organization, and it grew from there. And today, it's an international organization with well over 300,000 members. It's probably more than that, but we're worldwide.
And we've seen a difference with our own employees. We've had several employees that have gone through Toastmasters and continue to go. And we have what we call an all-colleagues meeting, effectively all-employees meeting. You know, we have all 225 of us, if you include our three companies. And oftentimes, there's presentations that you have to make as a fellow employee in front of your other employee colleagues. And we've seen employees grow, right, Joe? Like, sometimes they start with trepidation. Mm-hmm. After several months of Toastmasters, they get up to the lectern with a lot of dignity and class, and you can see the professional growth.
Absolutely. You know, man's number one fear is public speaking. And Toastmasters wants to get all those butterflies that are flying around in your stomach to fly in formation so you've got control as to what it is that you're saying. And we've seen people who have joined Toastmasters who had problems standing up in front of 12, 15 people at a time. And these folks, within several sessions, were employees that were able to talk in front of that 200, 225 people that we had, looking at them as they were able to present.
And when I occasionally put employees on the spot, most recently with Giselle, and we had another event, the Grand State Quality Conference, and it was a great leadership conference, and one of our employees, Giselle Rodriguez, was getting an award, and so all the recipients came up, and we handed them out, and we weren't expecting them to talk, so she wasn't expecting to talk, but I said, would you describe in 30 seconds, you know, what you learned from this program, and she did a great job. So we'll get back with Joe Casper, world-famous Toastmaster, race announcer, facilities director, Lions Club head, a jack of all trades, and a master of some. We'll return with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio and my great colleague Joe Casper with me on this June 17th and 18th. And before we return to Toastmasters, and if we gave you a tease, because I know that people that I speak with say, hey, you know, I really want to get involved with the Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters, Joe will give us that information. But we mentioned Saturday, June 17th. As you're listening to this, a bunch of us are running up only one hill, the Mount Washington.
Crazy people. 1,300 crazy people.
Auto road. And by the way, the history behind that is we probably could get 3,000 people to do the race, but there's a certain number of people that we're limited to because you have to get these people back down. So there's only a certain amount of cars and vans that can get to the top of the mountain, which is why the race is limited to 12 or 1,300. But the next day on Sunday, June 18th, is the Ribfest race. So tell us about that, Joe.
Well, the Ribfest 5-miler actually starts and ends at Anheuser-Busch Brewery down in Merrimack. And there's a whole Ribfest festival that goes on that weekend. And if you run in the 5-miler event, I'm up at the point across from King Cone up on Route 3, where you go in and you go around a development, turn around and come out. When you head back down, you get free admission, you get food, you can get into the whole event that's happening at Anheuser-Busch, and that event has continued to grow. This is a race that's put on by Millennium Running, and I believe they're up into the 3,000 or 4,000 range for runners because it's just a sea of people that keeps coming over that rise. When I take a look at them.
And speaking of the rising tide helps everybody. We have some great running companies, you know, Millennium Running, Bob Teschick's group. We mentioned Michael Amarillo. It's all good. What John has brought to the table is a theme, and you see many more recreational runners, themes, you know, families. So it's great. I particularly like the Ribfest race, and I'll tell you why, Joe, because when you do the Mount Washington Road Race the day before, you feel kind of, by the end of it, you're so glad you did it. halfway through, you're cursing yourself out for why did I do it? You get to the top, you're happy. But candidly, it's kind of like a fast hike and you think you've totally lost it. So the next day, I usually do pretty well at Ribfest because I'm so glad I'm back on, if you will, relatively flat territory. Yep. So earlier, before the break, we mentioned the three remaining races in the Capital Race Series. So the Capital City Classic on June 24th, the Bill Luddy 50th Anniversary 5 Mile on Saturday, July 15th, and the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic on July 29th. And you can pick up your participant prize, you know, at Runner's Alley. But we also have a couple of other races. We have the Frank Donovan race, which is the gentleman that got both you and I involved in in this running scene, and that's the first weekend in August, and the Run United 5K. So tell us about those two races.
Well, the right after the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, which is on Saturday, July 29th, that next Thursday on August 3rd is going to be the Run United 5K. It's hosted by Northeast Delta Dental and Lincoln Financial. Proceeds benefit the United Way campaign. And this has been growing. We're in our fourth year now. It's been continuing to grow. We start and end the race at the soccer field at One Delta Drive at Northeast Delta Dental. It runs through the New Hampshire Technical Institute campus, so it's all on pavement, and it's a fun race. It's here again. It's a 5K. It's at an evening, so it's a Thursday night. So after you get out of work, you can grab the family and come on out and have some fun. We have hot dogs and things like that. So we have food. We have exhibitors there. And there's a lot of folks that hang around to the end because we've got prizes and awards as well as raffle prizes. And so it has more of a, I want to say a carnival event, but there's all kinds of things that are going on for that. And it's a fun time.
It is really fun. And we have friendly competition with number of Delta Dental racers and the number of Lincoln.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And they keep coming on, and every year the contingency continues to grow. And, you know, right after that, if you're into running and you say, okay, now I got my legs going here, I want to do something else, take a ride over to Pittsfield because they've got the Pittsfield Balloon Rally, but on that's going to be over the weekend of the August 5th and 6th. Well, on Sunday, August 6th at 9 o'clock is the Frank Donovan 5K, and, of course, you just talked about Frank, how he got you and I started and all of this stuff. But this is his memorial. He was a key figure in the Rotary Club to put this together, and they've taken it over. As a matter of fact, his daughter Libby and her husband Keith coordinate this event now. But it's Sunday, August 6th at 9 o'clock at Drake Field over in Pittsfield. So they welcome walkers, runners. Here again, it's another 5K, so it's another family event. And what's nice about this, as it is with Canterbury, is that there's a festival that's going on. So when you don't have to leave right away. You can have some time at the festival, walk around, see what's going on that day.
It's really cool, and I'm glad you mentioned that Frank's daughter, Libby, will be there with her husband, Keith, their dog, a couple of kids, their family. It's really cool because Frank specifically was the one person that introduced me to the Mount Washington Road Race, as well as Ludi, and the rest is history. And like Joe, you know, Frank was, you know, really out there in the community, and he taught me that. And, of course, now I've overdone it. But people don't realize is, even though there have been some years that the Pittsfield race hasn't happened, it like the Luddy race and the Mount Washington Road race, believe it or not, it's one of the longest-running races
really
in New Hampshire. People don't realize that, although there has been years when there hasn't been a race director and it hasn't happened. But I think now with Libby Donovan taking it over and with Delta Dental's backing, I think it'll be okay. The United Run 5K, that's at our campus. That's a relatively new race, but you've put so much energy behind it. When you talk about the carnival atmosphere, you know, Tom Walton's not going to like ride on the back of the golf cart and hit his head on the root canal.
No, we had enough excitement that first year.
The first year we did it, and there were ambulances everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Ambulances, fire trucks. It was a unique experience but I cannot repeat.
But we got it done. So before we get back to the Toastmasters, tell us what's going on. I know you chair Good Life. Tell us what's going on. What is Good Life? What was its former name? And then we'll get back to the Toastmasters.
Good Life is the former Centennial Senior Center. We had this Senior Center has been around for a number of years. We used to be up where Concord Christian Academy is now, up on Regional Drive. They built a new building. That didn't work. And we came back out of the ashes, and we built a new facility down
like
in
Phoenix. Huh?
It was like the Phoenix, absolutely. We built a new facility down at the Smokestack Center across from the prison. And this is our fourth year of being in there, and our membership has grown exponentially from like 60 folks to over 2,500. We're seeing a lot of couples who are the boomers, like you and I are.
Exactly. And I think that's what you've made this point in other radio appearances, that it's no longer just, you know, people playing cards. There's a lot of there's a lot of exercise, a lot of physical activity, a lot of camaraderie, a lot of people that look younger than we look, Joe.
And you know, they're staying active. All the programs over at Good Life, a number of the programs are gentle yoga, tai chi. They have watercolor paintings. A lot of folks are trying painting who never really thought about trying painting before. So it's the place to be.
There you go. We'll have something to look forward to. So let's get back to the Toastmasters. Let's start with, if I'm a young executive or an older executive, if I want to get out of my comfort zone, do some professional growth, or I may be an accomplished professional but want to sharpen my presentation skills, how do I get involved with the Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters?
Actually, all you need to do is show up at a meeting. And our meetings are Wednesdays from 12 to 1. It's a one-hour format. If that's your lunch hour, bring your lunch along.
And that's right at 2 Delta?
It's right at 2 Delta Drive. We're up on the second floor. We bounce around in the conference rooms in there. But we provide you an opportunity to increase your skills. And it's not just for millennials, the 20 and 30-somethings, but it's for anybody at any age, whether you're a retiree, whether you're well into your profession, or whether you're just starting out, because we all learn from each other and we all have different experiences. We all are able to showcase different talents that we have, and we're also able to increase our level of experience and knowledge, because if we're in the working environment, it's so key to be able to communicate effectively. And in today's digital world, time is of the essence, and you don't have a lot of time to get your message across. It has to be succinct, and Toastmasters helps you get there.
And when I mentor executives, young and older, I always make the point, no matter how smart you are, if you can't effectively communicate in today's business world, you're not going to head. Yes, there's a very small percentage of jobs where you can be an individual contributor and stay at your computer all day, but for the vast majority of jobs, to get ahead in your professional career, you have to be able to present yourself. And I think I can think of no better organization than Toastmasters. So let's say, so that's at 2 Delta. That's right across the street from the Discovery Center where you see the big rocket. But let's say Wednesdays don't work for me, but another day does. Are there other clubs in the
area? We have five different clubs in the Concord area. So you can get Toastmasters at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Friday morning at Concord Toastmasters. They meet at the American Red Cross down on Maitland Street. So if you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at 7 o'clock, and they've got probably 45 or 50 members. They're one of the largest clubs in the state. You can go down there and see smiles and laughter and a lot of excitement going on down there on Fridays at 7. We have a number of other clubs that meet up at the Department of Environmental Services, Carner Blue. Capital City Toastmasters meets over at the Center for Health Promotion, and those are either afternoon clubs at 4:30 in the afternoon or evening clubs. So you can have Toastmasters morning, noon, and night.
I love it. So, of course, this is New Hampshire, so I know I've gotten this question, and I know you can answer it, but how much does it cost to become a member or to belong to the Toastmasters?
All the Toastmasters clubs vary a little bit. Like any organization you belong to, there are dues that are owed to the international organization, and then there are club dues. At Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters, our overall dues are $110 a year, and we split that into 2 6-month payments of $55 each. But we have a little caveat. We put a little carrot out there in the fact that if you complete a role recognition card, because when you experience a Toastmasters meetings, there's not just you standing up and speaking. There are leadership roles. There are roles for that impromptu speech and everything else. And when you complete so many of those, then you can get a discount off your membership. So you can get your membership for $100 a year if you complete 3 role recognition cards.
That's awesome. Now, you can, as Joe mentioned, there are leadership opportunities, growth opportunities within Toastmasters. You can also get involved with competitions the way our colleague Giselle Rodriguez did. However, Joe, isn't it also true that if you just want to keep sharpening your presentation skills and so forth, you can just go every Wednesday or as when you can and do that and not feel compelled to, you know, get involved with leadership, although certainly you can.
Sure. And we've had folks, we used to have the former director of the Concord Public Library as a member of our organization. And she would oftentimes come in and do a budget presentation that she would have to give to the Concord City Council as using Toastmasters as a practice venue.
Wow. That is an awesome use of it. So
yeah.
I have to say, again, having observed some of the meetings, it's a warm and friendly group. Everybody wants to see you succeed. When they give you, you know, areas for improvement, it's all done in the way of gratitude and just experiencing it. I've seen employees, you know, grow and development. So, Joe, thank you for kind of leading the charge here at Northeast Delta Dental on Toastmasters, but also in New Hampshire. I know you've had a lot of leadership's role in it. So, again, summarize. I want to get involved with Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters. What do I do?
All you have to do is show up at a meeting. We meet Wednesdays at 12 noon, 12 to 1. It's a one-hour format. We have a very condensed format. The other Toastmasters Club tend to go for an hour and a half. But just show up to experience the meeting, and you can come as many times as you like. And if you decide that, hey, this is something I could benefit from, then we encourage you to join.
Super. All right. I'll see you at the top of the mountain momentarily.
Absolutely.
And then at Ribfest on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And by the way, Joe and I will be sitting in for Ken Keel on Friday, June 23rd. Please stay tuned.